Geography class 4. Hello children, today we are going to study the chapter Domains of the Earth from the book My Big Book of Social Studies, chapter 6. Life exists on Earth because of the presence of three domains: land, water and air. And when these meet and interact on the surface of the earth, they create the fourth domain, which is called the domain of living organisms. The four domains of the earth are lithosphere, hydrosphere, atmosphere, and biosphere. The land present on the earth's surface is called lithosphere. It is made up of soil and rocks. It covers about 1/4 of the earth's surface. The lithosphere includes the continents. Very large land masses are called continents. There are 7 continents. They are Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia. Look at table 6.1 to read about the continents. The water present on the earth is called the hydrosphere. About 3/4 of the earth's surface is covered with water. Besides the surface water, water is also found underground as groundwater, in air as water vapor, and in oceans. Very large water bodies are called oceans. There are 5 oceans. They are Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian Ocean, Antarctic Ocean, and Arctic Ocean. About 97% water on the earth is in the oceans. Look at table 6.2 to read about the oceans. The air that surrounds the earth is called the atmosphere. It is held to the earth by the pull of gravity. Nitrogen and oxygen are the main gases found in the atmosphere. The atmosphere is important for the existence of life on Earth because all living organisms need oxygen to breathe. Plants use carbon dioxide from air to prepare food. The atmosphere protects us from the harmful ultraviolet rays of the sun, and it also prevents the earth from becoming too hot or too cold. The domain of living organism is called biosphere. It exists where lithosphere, hydrosphere, and atmosphere meet and interact. All living organisms like plants, animals, human beings, and microbes are a part of the biosphere. These organisms are interdependent on one another, and our survival depends upon the biosphere. With this, we come to the end of the chapter, children. Thank you.